time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is joining me here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, a well-known melody, and he rewrites that melody in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Wendy Reynolds is on the phone from Boca Raton, Florida. Wendy, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Oh, great to have you. Wendy, what role does music play in your life?
Oh, 24/7. It's a huge role.
Now, I think I recognize your name actually from something called the Dueling Divas. Do I have that right?
You do.
Who are the Dueling Divas?
Oh, the Dueling Divas are comprised of three humongous operatic egos. I should say two are operatic, and one is the long-suffering pianist. She fancies herself a collaborative artist, but the divas won't allow.
This is a classical music comedy ensemble.
It is.
And what role do you play in the divas?
I am one of the operatic personalities.
Mm-hmm. And how many personalities are there?
Well, for each of us?
for you.
In the show, Gwendoline Josephine Bellevoix Bouvier has one personality. She is just the sweetest little thing from Bortush, Louisiana, down south, honey.
Well, Wendy, I have to say, feel free to sing along once we get going on the Piano Puzzler. And any of those characters that are competing inside there, if any of them want to come out, they're welcome to join in as well.
Well, I don't know if you want me to introduce you to the other diva.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Well, she is the Baroness Vladka Titzengraben von Laudenstimme.
Baroness, I'm so pleased to make your acquaintance. May I kiss your hand?
Of course you are pleased, and yes, Keith.
Baroness, thank you for gracing us with your presence.
But of course.
Wendy and company, Bruce is about to play his piano puzzler here. Your job will be to name the tune that's hidden somewhere in there, and also the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Are you all set?
As set as I could possibly be.
Okay, I can't ask for anything more than that. Now, Wendy, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together.
Cool.
Okay. Wendy, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Oysters down in Oyster Bay, do it, let's do it, let's fall in love, baby. That's really schizophrenic.
Yes.
Bruce, I think she got the tune.
I think so, but she probably doesn't recognize this because she has no...
I would never be able to guess. Oh, I mean, just by default, I'll pick the most popular thing. How about Bizet's Carmen?
Yeah.
Any particular tune from Bizet's Carmen?
The habanero, baby.
Okay. Well, that wraps up that piano puzzler.
Bye, everybody.
That was too fun. I'm so sorry. I blew it.
No, this is perfect. You know, sometimes these things fit together so well that it just cracks me up and I have to do it. You know, I thought let's do something from opera for a change, which I do every so often. And then I started with the real Carmen, and I thought, there's only one tune that came to mind that already starts like that. You know, that little chromatic line. And it's exactly the same thing.
It's fabulous.
And the thing is, stylistically, they go together well enough that you could actually probably play it like this at a nightclub and nobody would even notice.
Oh, my gosh. Strange. I thought it was great.
We know what it is now. Should we just hear the whole thing again?
Right. And you can sing along if you feel like it.
Okay.
Right. can't get the words in. Though it shocks them, I know. It's great. Fantastic.
So the tune is Let's Do It, the Cole Porter song, but rewritten in the style of the Habanera from Carmen, the opera by Georges Bizet. Another Piano Puzzler by Bruce Adolph and Wendy Reynolds from Boca Raton got everything right away. And Wendy, thanks for bringing the Dueling Divas along too.
Honey, it was my pleasure to be there today. And La Bouvier wishes you a fantastic day.
Thank you. I'm honored. And to all of you for playing the Piano Puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic Piano Puzzler and an autographed copy of the score to that Piano Puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Oh, thank you.
Wendy Reynolds from Boca Raton, Florida. Wendy, thanks so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thanks for having me. This was wonderfully fun.
Oh, and you were a lot of fun. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.